It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, top three stories here for you. Let's start off with Russia and Ukraine. Yesterday, we talked about how Russia had the most airstrikes since the start of the Ukraine war. And President Biden has now pledged some sort of air support. And we're like, what does that mean? Because for the longest time, we've been saying as a country, we will not do anything as far as we will not have any kind of actual, like, we're not going to fly in and do any kind of protecting, right? We're not going to give you our planes or anything like that. So, but now we get a little bit of word from NATO. NATO saying pivoting, saying okay, they're going to provide some sort of air defense. Now, I don't know what that means still. Air defense. As I mentioned yesterday, because air defense, air support could be here's some more anti-aircraft missiles. Here's some more anti-aircraft artillery. You know, here, like, just it could still just be we're giving you more stuff to fight against them. Now, President Zelensky is asking for an air shield. Basically, he's asking what he's been asking for from the beginning, which is you guys come here and physically help my country. It's not enough to just give us money. It's not enough to give us your thoughts and prayers. It's not enough to give us even your weapons and arms. We need you. We need more soldiers. We need your capabilities. And so far, pretty much every NATO country has been like, no, we ain't doing that. We do that, that's going to lead us to a world war. Other top three stories. Angela Lansbury, star of film and stage, has passed away today at the age of 96. And then finally, Tulsi Gabbard has officially left the Democrat Party. We went over this last hour in detail, her reasons for leaving the party, and it's a plethora. She feels like they're a warmongering party now. She feels like they're too woke and that the woke arm of the party has basically taken over and that they don't fight for the constitutional rights. So, for God-given constitutional rights. And so there's a plethora of things right there with it. So there you go. Those are your top three stories. NATO pivoting on sending Ukraine air defenses, Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democrat Party, Angela Lansbury passing away today at the age of 96. Pensacola e-scooters may be here to stay. We've been talking about this for a while. I felt like for a while they were going to be, I felt like this was going to be a permanent thing. I didn't think it was going to be an issue. But we already had one scooter company go away, right? And so they narrowed it down just to the VO scooters, the ones that you can sit on instead of just standing on like the Bird scooters were. But they are expected to make it's been a year now. Last I heard, I thought they were going to just extend the pilot program a little bit longer. But I guess this week they're going to make a vote on Thursday on whether or not to make it permanent. So here's the thing. I feel like I understand the concerns with the e-scooters. I mean, I myself have almost hit a couple of people who just dart right in front of you. And like the last thing I want to have on my conscience is your dead body. So, or even your hospitalized body. No, thank you. So, but it's them being irresponsible. And so people don't like that. They don't like the, look, I almost hurt you because of your irresponsibility, so I'd rather just get rid of this thing that's making you be irresponsible. And I'm not really for that. I understand it, but I'm not for it because I do think there is a need for it in the community or a want. And because here's the thing, very rarely, there's a couple of places where I go where I'm like, these scooters never move. You know, I'm trying to think of where it was. I just saw them the other day. I'm like, those scooters just never move. Like, they're always there. But so there's a couple places like that. But for the most part, the scooters are being used. So somebody likes them. It might be people who are not even from here, though. Right? I know when I've gone, the only time I've used an e-scooter before is when I went to a big city. On a weekend, went to a big city. And I was like, and I'm walking everywhere I'm going. I didn't want to get an Uber. I didn't want to do something. And then I thought, oh, I'll just grab this little e-scooter in order to get me to where I need to go. And so it could be primarily either young people, which is what I mostly see on them, or it could be out-of-towners. But either way, they're being used. And if they're being used, that must mean they're needed or at least wanted. One last concern I have with this is that they did get rid of the Bird scooters and only allowed VO. And so part of the conversation they're going to have this week is about having a new contract with VO, the only e-scooter company operating in the city. That's my problem. I'm all for the free market. You can't have free market competition if you limit it to one company. And so I get it while you're saying, I don't want the Bird scooters because people are standing on them and they're falling. And a sit-down scooter makes it more like it's a mobile, like it's a motorcycle or some sort of motorized transportation. And just sitting gives you more of the feel of that. And so maybe you'll follow the rules of the road better doing that. I get your concern, but unless you can approve another company like it, then I really don't like the idea of just the one company gets the approval. And that's it. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident at North New Warrington Road at Chiefs Way. No roadblock there, but just keep that in mind on New Warrington Road. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Spence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Remember, you can download our mobile app to stream us anytime, anywhere through our mobile app. We have the live stream on there. Plus, if you miss any of this show and you want to check it out, we have full podcasts of the show now. So you can check that out as well. And live and local news. We have this cool little feature on there too called the open mic feature, where with the open mic, you're able to basically send us news or traffic tips. It's really cool. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. Look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news. Stick around.
You've been told, but time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bobby, I still notice that there's a lot of signs for political parties that are out. Isn't there a deadline when they're supposed to pick them up, or can they leave them out until the November election? Yes, they can leave them out until the November election. If they lost their primary and they're not in the race anymore, then yes, they were already supposed to pick those up already by now. But they keep them up till November election, and then after that, I think they have like 10 days or something like that. I can't remember what it is exactly, but it's like 10 days after the election for them to give them plenty of time to pick them all up. So we're talking about the e-scooters here and how the city's going to vote to have them permanent, and I'm for it because I do feel like there's a want, even though I can see why so many people don't like them, but they're being used all the time, so I can see the want. What I don't like is that they're only going to approve one company, because I like the free market, not monopolies. And essentially, VO is going to have a monopoly on the e-scooter market in town. Here's a text. When this issue first came up a couple months ago about the stand-up scooters and the sit-down scooters, Bird scooters said they also have sit-down scooters, just not the stand-up. I wonder why that's not being considered and given a contract with both companies. Each, since they both have sit-down scooters. Yeah, that's a good question. Don't know. And that's what I don't like. Don't like when the El Governmento just selects one company, and then that's it. It's like, what? Because this is not a government-run program, right? This is a... So you're saying... I mean, that's like saying, well, we can have Airbnbs, but only this company can run them in our town. You know? It just doesn't make sense to me why you would even allow that. There's other companies that have sit-down scooters. You could say, hey, you can have e-scooters in our city, but you got to get approved with our city. You got to have special insurances, and they have to be sit-down style scooters. Simple as that. And then it's good to go. All right, it's Pensacola. Right? But see, this is why it bothers me that they're just selecting one company. Like they're saying on Thursday, they're gonna vote on negotiating a new contract with. I don't like that. Nope. We shouldn't have a contract with them. What do you mean a contract? No, you have stipulations of if you're going to run this kind of business in our city, then you need to have insurance, you need to have a bond, you need to have, you know, you can have all these stipulations. As long as you meet those stipulations and you pay the application fee, run your business. And you meet all the criteria. Like you got to have your scooters put away and blah, blah, blah. And if you don't do these things, we'll suspend your license. You got to pull your scooters out. But having a contract, I don't like that. Government, the local government should not be involved with that kind of stuff. I don't like that at all. Bobby, when do the roofers signs come down? Never. They will not come down. They should keep charging their credit card by the minute until they are redocked somewhere instead of leaving them laying around. Oh, like put the onus on the actual user of the scooter who just leaves them there, where they're, you know, instead of putting them away. Like the user doesn't put them away, the user gets fined. Yeah, that's an interesting aspect of it. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Escambia County deputies need assistance searching for a missing 14-year-old boy. Gavin Hartnett, 14, was last seen around 7 a.m. Thursday near the 700 block of Escambia Avenue. Escambia County Sheriff's Office describes Hartnett as having a shoulder-length brown hair, blue eyes, and being 5'10 in height. If you see Hartnett or know of his whereabouts, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A lawsuit is filed against Governor Ron DeSantis' office. Florida Center for Government Accountability claims the governor's office violated the state's Sunshine Law. According to the lawsuit, the group filed a request for any documents, calls, or text messages regarding the migrant location program on September 20th. This comes after two charter flights were arranged on September 14th to transport immigrants from San Antonio to Crestview, and then Crestview ultimately to Martha's Vineyard. And finally, Bobby, the Powerball jackpot is soaring to new heights with no grand prize winner in last night's big drawing. That pushes the estimated jackpot up to $420 million ahead of the next drawing, which happens tomorrow. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing is worth even more than the Powerball, currently sitting at $445 million.
Ooh, boy. All right. Yeah, that's a... Are you a lottery player? You play all this stuff?
Not really.
No, David does. David likes
David
to play.
David does, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, what about yourself?
Just a little.
Just a little?
Just dabbing into it. I mean, you know. I don't know what I'd do with all that money.
Yeah. I'm sure you can figure something to do.
No insurance.
I'm sure you can figure out something. So. I don't like them. I remember this one time I was in Texas and I was doing a tailgate for the University of Texas Longhorns, and the Texas Lottery was going around trying to encourage people to play the lottery. Mm-hmm. And so they were going around handing around free lottery tickets. And I remember these young girls were like, hey, here's a lottery ticket. I was like, no, thank you. And they go, no, it's fine. You just scratch it off and you can see if you want. I was like, no, thank you. I don't want it. And they're like, it's free. We're giving it to you. I was like, no, thank you. I don't want it. And they were like, and they kept pushing. It's fine. Right? Okay, fine. I'll take it. So I scratched it off. Didn't win anything. And I go, see, now I'm disappointed because I didn't win. I never win these things. I was trying to avoid disappointment. You pushed it on me. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm never playing the lottery again. So there you go. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. You will see a little bit of some slowdowns if you're heading northbound on I-110, getting onto I-10 heading westbound. The ramp is a little bit slow moving, but nothing too bad. And we are checking in clear throughout Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, as well as Avalon Boulevard north and southbound lanes, checking in without any delays. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call to the traffic line. Traffic line number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. Coming up here next, first of all, if you still want to weigh in on the e-scooters being permanent, you can do so by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Come up here next. A couple of criminal situations to update you on. That's next on News Radio 92.3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. Radio 92.3. So I saw this story. Escambia County Sheriff's Office has arrested one teenager. They're looking for a second suspect. They were pulling handles off of doors. You're pulling door handles, not off of, but they were pulling door handles off the 5300 block of Charter Drive. And somebody saw them, chased them away, called deputies. Deputies found one of them, 15-year-old. They're still looking for the other individual. As they said, it was attempted vehicle burglary. Now, what's interesting about this story here, pulling on door handles. You think, okay, what happens if the door's unlocked? You know, they just steal the car? No. Car thefts don't, I mean, they do happen, but that's not the main thing. See somebody pulling on door handles, on car door handles? That is the number one way that guns hit the black market, right there. I remember I was talking to a sheriff at one point, and he was saying, you know, we watch so much TV and movies, we got all of this idea that somebody's like, hey, I want a gun off the black market. Tell my buddy, you know, whatever. And then next thing you know, you go to somebody's house, and they go into their garage, and they got like this false wall in the garage, and behind that false wall is this, you know, beautiful display of different firearms, ranging from a little pea shooter all the way up to a bazooka, right? And he goes like, that's not how it happens. And he goes, usually what happens is somebody says, hey, I want to buy a gun, and then somebody tells all of his, you know, gang people, all right, go out and find a gun, and then they just start to go and walk around and check door handles. And when they find a door is unlocked, they check to see if it has a firearm in there. And that's how they get their guns. That's the top way that guns are stolen, actually. Unlocked cars. I was like, what? That can't be true. And then, like, since then, I just keep finding, I talk to more and more police officers, and yep, that's like the top way that guns are stolen. I was like, oh, wow. Just from unlocked cars? And sometimes they're not unlocked. Sometimes they are locked and they break into it. But most of the time they're just checking door handles, see if it's unlocked. And, oh, it's unlocked. Let's see if there's anything valuable in this vehicle. And that's the main thing that usually happens. That's kind of crazy, huh? Here's the other story here. You heard it last hour. Crestview man being arrested. He's 22 years old. He asked a 9-year-old to drive him home nearly 7 miles. He pointed out directions, gave him on the nearly 7-mile trip. I guess he was impaired. I don't care if you're impaired. Like, how drunk you gotta be to ask a 9-year-old to drive you home.
Can't stop thinking about it. How much longer will it take to
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. For a limited time, you can help support Pensacola Egg Fest by pre-purchasing a demo big green egg at 25% off. 60 extra large and large eggs and 10 mini max eggs will be used for the event. They take care of the pre-seasoning for you, and you get to take yours home. If you're interested, just go to PensacolaEggFest.com to reserve yours today. These will go quickly, though, so just giving you a heads up with that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
And his son were transported to a hospital with serious injuries after an ATV crash in Escambia County last night, according to the Florida Highway Patrol. The crash happened at around 7:21 p.m. on the 7,000 block of Rolling Hills Road behind the Lewis Powell Athletic Park. The duo, a 33-year-old and an 11-year-old, were riding on the ATV and struck a large wooden pole laying in the grass. The crash caused them to be ejected from the vehicle. Both suffered serious injuries from the collision and were taken to a nearby hospital. An Okaloosa County man is being charged with negligent manslaughter in connection to the death of a 42-year-old woman after investigators say the drugs he distributed resulted in her death. Chad Long, 46, is being charged with negligent manslaughter after controlled substances that he distributed to the woman, namely fentanyl, resulted in her death. According to the arrest report, investigators learned the woman and another man had gone earlier to Long's nearby home on Woodland Avenue to buy what they believed to be heroin, went back to the shed to snort it. The man woke up to find the woman not breathing. Medical examiner's office determined she died from the toxic effects of narcotics, including fentanyl. Long was booked into the Okaloosa County Jail on September 29th. He's being held on no bond. And finally, Bobby, a North Carolina-based hot sauce maker is facing a lawsuit over false advertising. That's right. The USA Today reports Philip White of California is suing the manufacturer Texas Pete, saying he wouldn't have purchased it if he knew it was created in Winston-Salem. White's lawyers claim the company cheated its way to a market-leading position by tricking customers and want them to change their branding. The hot sauce company's owner says the name is connected to his son's nickname and for the spicy cuisine Texas is known for.
Thank you very much, John. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top story on FoxNews.com. Communists on campus rage against university Republican pick for its next president. Oh, yeah, that's University of Florida. If you haven't heard about this, University of Florida has selected Republican Senator Ben Sasse to be its new president. And several groups, including the University of Florida Communists and the University of Florida Young Democrats Socialists of America, have organized a protest against him being the new president. Now, if you're familiar with Ben Sasse, he is a more conservative member of the Senate, and he was very vocal. He's been very vocal against a lot of Democrat policies, and so they feel like he's just going to come in there to their university and I guess what he's going to force or implement. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. It's like, so he's going to go ahead and like force conservatism on campus. I don't see it. But when you look it up, by the way, he has an 86% score on for a conservative score on Heritage, on the Heritage Foundation's score. His Liberty score, I think, is actually smaller than that. If I remember last, I have to look it up later though. But yeah, so they're upset that Ben Sasse is going to be the new university president, feeling like he cannot, that he will not be able to understand their needs. This would be the Young Democrat Socialists of America, Graduate Assistants United, University of Florida Communist, and University of Florida University College Democrats of University of Florida. So there you go. They're upset, saying if this goes through, I'm not going to be a proud Gator. I'm afraid this might affect our rankings. Wait, why would it affect your rankings to, like, because he's conservative, somehow you won't learn as well? You're not going to be able to, you're not going to have a good education because he's conservative? Like, come on. Now some others bring up the point, says he lacks the experience to lead a university as big and prestigious as University of Florida. All right. Well, that's like actually like now you're making up an argument that might make more sense than just we don't like that he's conservative and he's right wing. But yeah, so that's the top story on FoxNews.com. Then we've got other top stories on FoxNews.com. A new movie on Netflix called Luckiest Girl Alive. It's being slammed for not adding a trigger warning to this film. So you know how nowadays you'll watch something and it'll have like a warning like, hey, there's flashing lights and blah, blah, blah. Apparently, this Luckiest Girl Alive it's got a lot of stuff in it that's not, it's got a school shooting, it has rapes in it, sexual violence, all kinds of terrible stuff. And apparently, they did not put any kind of warning on this, so people are thinking, oh, Mila Kunis, I want to watch Mila Kunis, the girl from That 70s Show, this would be great. And then it's apparently extremely violent and graphic, so not good. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking pretty good right now. Really not seeing too much to slow you down. Our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up, as well as 9 Mile Road. You'll see your everyday slow traffic on Pine Forest in the northbound direction. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
A couple other stories here. Amazon workers held a walkout today. This is Prime Day, and it's a Prime Day, and they held a walkout in two different states. So I think some of the, this would be in Illinois and in Georgia. And they would, the problem is like this might hold up some of those Prime deliveries. So that's kind of a big one right there. And then yesterday we mentioned that President Biden said that he would pledge support, air support, to Ukraine after Russia's recent attacks. Now NATO coming in and saying they're going to do something. President Biden says that Vladimir Putin, today he says Vladimir Putin miscalculated significantly their invasion of Ukraine. Well, yeah, but that's why he's getting desperate and starting to become more violent, is because he probably did miscalculate. He probably thought he was just going to walk right in and take over the country, and didn't happen. And so now that's why he's getting more desperate, and that's why there's this talk about possible nuclear weapons and things like that. Which, speaking of which, Tulsi Gabbard, we mentioned this is one of the top three stories. She's announced today she's left the Democrat Party. She's actually going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight at 7 o'clock, right after this show, to talk about it more. But she released a whole, like, big, long thing about why she left the Democrat Party. We're going to go over that at the beginning of next hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, Bobby's Brain Teases here. IHOP, you know, International House of Pancakes, is right down the road from the radio station here. They add small amounts of pancake batter in their eggs when they make an omelet. Yeah, so you get an omelet from International House of Pancakes. It's a little bit of, it's got a little bit of, yeah, it will not be gluten-free. Yeah, so that's good to know, actually. They probably need to let people know that. Lemurs have the largest, junk. Let's just call it junk of any primates. Lemurs do. Yes, if humans were like equivalent to lemurs, they'd be the size of grapefruits. How do they walk around? That's very weird. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers TV show was banned in Malaysia in 1995. Because they were afraid that Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was too close to the word morphine, and they would think that kids would think that you have to take drugs to become a superhero. So it was banned in Malaysia. And then finally, Jimmy Carter has lived longer after leaving office than any other president. 15,239 days and counting since his presidency ended. Herbert Hoover had the second longest retirement at 11,553 days. There you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, we'll break down Tulsi Gabbard and why she left the Democrat Party next.